Markets today all abuzz about China. You're listening to the American Ag Network. Good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield. Jim McCormick joins us today at agmarket.net. And boy, I'll tell you, when that word came out yesterday afternoon about China and what had been talked about and the release that came from the White House, there was a lot of buzz, a lot of optimism when it comes to the possibilities of seeing this actual buys take place.
No doubt about it. And Susan, you look at the price, corn trading up 20 cents, beans up 38 cents. They have not taken out last week's highs, but you know, we had that pretty nasty sell-off, to be quite blunt, on Thursday, Friday, on kind of disappointment. There wasn't a big egg announcement as part of that when President Trump was in China. So we're gaining back some of that we lost. So that's very positive. Now the question is, will it come to fruition? Because the U.S. side has said they're going to buy that $17 billion above and beyond the bean purchases over the next 3 years. The China readout went kind of the other way, and they said more like they've expanded, they more agreed to expand agricultural trade through tariff reductions and tackling non-tariff barriers and market access issues, leading me to believe that they wanted us to lower tariffs before they bought the goods. We have not seen anything from the Trump administration about lowering tariffs, so we'll have to see if there's a little bit more detail to this announcement as we go through the next couple of days. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more clarity. If you look at it, there's two reasons why I think there's a little bit of skepticism. The first one, you go all the way back to the first Trump administration, that phase one trade deal. The China, by all accounts, did not procure the amount of grain or buy as much agriculture assets and other assets or goods as they proposed back during the first administration. And even if you look at what happened this past fall, when Secretary Bessent said that China had agreed to buy 12 million metric tons of beans this year and 25 million over the next 3 years. And he reiterated that when he was in China. But the trade is still always kind of questioning it, because we've never seen anything from the Chinese side as to, yes, we've agreed to it. We've never seen hard copies of an actual signed trade deal. So it seems like whenever we deal with China, unless you have something really hard, concrete in writing, everyone's a little bit skeptical. So, but you know, when you look at the trade, they're definitely taking that skepticism optimistically, I guess you could say, because the prices are definitely reacting to the positive side on this news.
Well, I think the other exciting thing that came out of this weekend was the fact that many areas got rain, especially when you look at areas of Kansas and Nebraska that were extremely dry. As you look at this weekend rainfall, what are your thoughts on how the markets may or may not be reacting?
Well, I got to say, you know, it seems like as you go through the summer, there's many rain events, one or two rain events that you could call a billion-dollar rain event, where you just get the rain right in the nick of time. I would argue this weekend's rain across the vast majority of the Midwest was one of those billion-dollar rainfalls, because up until this week, you look at the first 2 weeks of May, it's one of the driest first 2 weeks of May we've had in a long period of time for portions of the Midwest. But you get in Kansas and Nebraska, they've been very dry all spring. So this is going to help a lot of the ground crop that had been planted but needed that moisture to germinate. And we got it. And as we speak right now, that rain event's moving through Indiana, and they need the same thing. They're looking for some rain and heat, and we're getting it.
Keep an eye, you say, on what's happening on the bonds and inflation concerns out there.
The other thing we need to keep an eye on, we've had a lot of volatility, but the bond market has been breaking. It's stabilized today. Yields are going up. The cost of money is going up, not just here in the United States. It's going up around the world. That becomes a problem as you need to refinance the debt, and that is inflationary. And the reason why I bring that up, Susan, is you will remember back the last couple of years ago, the grain markets really rallied strongly. Part of that was driven on the inflationary play. So if the bond market is signaling, in my opinion, that inflation has become a legit problem, and if the Fed can't get this under control, it might bring in another round of speculative money says, I want to own agricultural goods on the inflation hedge.
Switch over to the livestock quick. A big jump in the cash again last week. Do you think that's something this momentum can keep up with on the higher cash, even though we see the futures and the drops that they're having today?
Well, like I said, the futures and the cash are divergent. I think really what you're going to see, I'm looking at, see how does this upcoming weekend, it's hard to believe it's a Memorial Day weekend. I want to see how the clearance is on the retail side of the equation. I want to see, you know, are we to the point where essentially the consumer says, I can't afford this high priced beef. I've got to go to the lower cuts, because that, you know, we know the supply is tight. the real question is for the market is how that tight, you know, that tight supply has driven the price up to ration demand. Have we reached that uncle point where the market says we can't afford it? We're shifting to another protein source, but adding to kind of the complexity of it all, part of the China trade agreement last week was China opened up a bunch of licenses to start importing more beef from the United States. Those licenses had not been renewed. They've now been renewed. So are we going to export some of this beef to the Chinese on those new licenses? Something we need to watch.
Anything else we want to keep an eye on, grains or livestock, for the rest of this week?
Well, I mean, keeping on, you know, right now, I think near term, obviously we're trading this China news. Now we're just going to keep an eye out for the headlines to get a little bit more clarity of what exactly this $17 billion encompasses. Because right now it's a dollar amount and it's agricultural goods. It's a lot of speculation what those agricultural goods are going to be. Hopefully get some clarity from the White House. The sooner the better.
All right, Jim McCormick joining us today. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's a Monday market wrap-up right here on the American Ag Network.